I couldn't believe it. It was kind of like shocking, you know, awestruck and everything.
Neighbors expressed concern that one of the alleged spies, Mikhail Semenko, lived among them. Semenko is one of 11 suspects charged with conspiracy and money laundering in connection to the FBI spy case. Diego Vasquez lives one flight below Semenko. He says Semenko kept to himself.
He looked maybe like he was bald a little bit, maybe like around his 40s. And I don't know, he just, I don't know, they look very out of place.
Semenko lived here. U.S. court papers describe him as an illegal, assigned with carrying out a long-term, deep-cover assignment in the United States for the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service, SVR. Days before Semenko's arrest Sunday, Vasquez says he grew suspicious when he came home and found what looked like a surveillance team parked outside the building.
I saw a couple like black SUVs, like Suburbans, parked outside, and I thought that was kind of weird.
Vasquez's brother Hugo says he was leaving for work as the FBI swarmed the building.
I saw the cops here. I didn't know what was going on.
Court documents say that Semenko met with an FBI agent posing as a Russian government official on the corner of 10th and H Street in Washington. They say the agent gave Semenko $5,000 in cash concealed inside a newspaper. Later, Semenko allegedly dropped off the money at an undisclosed park in Arlington. Reports of Semenko's secret rendezvous frightens neighbor Fernando Castro.
Yeah, I don't feel good because I have my children, you know. And I see when the guys, the police.
The neighbors told VOA Semenko was seldom around. Castro saw him for the first time on the day of his arrest. This is Daniela Schreier for VOA News in Washington.